following KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Portland's gay and lesbian community Yellow Pages, providing a wide array of gay-friendly business listings. More information at 503-230-7701 or www.pdxgayyellowpages.com. Also, Radio Cab, the Radio Cab Foundation, presenting its second annual benefit golf tournament Saturday, July 8th, 9:30 a.m. at Heron Lakes Golf Course. Proceeds go to assist hospitalized children and disadvantaged families in the metro area. Registration and prize information at radiocabcares.org. Stay tuned for Out Loud. Welcome to the Out Loud Show, KBOO's queer news and public affairs show. Tonight's guests are two local athletes planning for the Gay Games and the Out Games, which are happening soon. But before we get to that, I want to thank everyone for attending Portland's Gay Pride Celebration, especially everyone who came out for the parade. KBOO had a blast marching in the parade, and we want to thank everyone for their support. I want to let you know about a programming change here on KBOO, the 6 p.m. time slot. We share weeks, or we trade weeks, with This Way Out, which has been a long-running international queer news and public affairs show. And I'm sorry to announce that This Way Out is no longer being produced. This means that you will no longer hear This Way Out on KBOO or online. I personally am going to miss the show. They've been around for a long time and were instrumental in my coming out process. But sorry to announce, we won't be able to air that anymore. Here at KBOO, we are hoping to fill that opposite Tuesday time slot, again Tuesday at 6 p.m., with more locally produced shows focusing on the lesbian, gay, bisexual, queer, and transgendered communities. But we need you to get involved to create this programming. Contact us at kbooutloud@yahoo.com to get involved. And the Out Loud Show is produced by the Queer Boo Collective, and we are always recruiting folks to help the show happen. Again, contact us at kbooutloud@yahoo.com. Now, tonight's show is engineered by Lisa Loving, so thank you to Lisa for engineering. Your hosts tonight are Jeff and Carla, which is myself, and I would like to welcome to the Out Loud Show two local athletes who are organizing in some creative ways. And gentlemen, I want to give you the opportunity to introduce yourself. So Ben, tell us about you.
My name is Ben Richardson, and I'm organizing the National Gay Basketball League for Portland. And right now we're out and running playing basketball, trying to get ourselves together to not go to this year's Gay Games, but to go to the following one, and also do some tournaments in the meantime, also with the National Gay Basketball League that is through places throughout the U.S. So,
okay. And we'll be back with Ben in just a moment. But our other guest is?
JP.
And JP, tell us what's going on with you.
Well, I'm a participant in the Gay Games, and I also am a member of Team Oregon. I'm on the swim team and basically have come together with a bunch of guys and gals to get a team together to head off to Chicago and Montreal.
Now, JP, can you explain exactly what are the Gay Games?
Well, the Gay Games, for lack of a better word, are an excuse to have a huge party with some athletics thrown in. But it has an interesting history. Back in 1980, Dr. Tom Waddell and a group of folks in San Francisco thought it would be fun to put on an Olympic-style event specifically for gay and lesbian participants. Dr. Waddell was actually an athlete in the 1968 Olympics as a decathlete. And so he put together a group of friends, and they put on the first gay games in San Francisco in 1980. From that has sprouted a huge multi-million dollar organization that puts on these tremendous events every 4 years.
Do you know how many athletes participated in the original?
I think, and I can't recall, but I think it was just around 800 to 1,000 that participated in the first one. The second one, which was also held in San Francisco, drew, I think, tenfold that number. But I don't, well, you have to quote me on that because I'm on the radio, but I think it's somewhere around those numbers.
Now, what about the out games? I know a lot of people are not familiar with the difference, the fact that there is the gay games and there is also the out games, and you know, what the difference is as far as the events, location.
Well, that's an interesting question that has confused a lot of folks and made it difficult for Team Oregon to field as large a team as we had for Sydney, Australia. In 2002, the gay games were held in Sydney, Australia. And at those games, it was announced that Montreal would be awarded the next venue for the 2006 gay games.
Hence the next question I was going to have.
Right. So they go through an official selection process, and Montreal was selected. Then there was a discussion and argument, I understand, about the licensing fee that the Gay Games Federation requires be paid for the right to put on the gay games. And Montreal had funding, full funding, to put on a large event, and was not able to come to terms with the Gay Games Federation on their licensing fees, so they broke off and said, we're just going to do our own thing. And in an emergency scenario, I believe the Gay Games Federation put out a bid request, and Los Angeles and Chicago came in to bid at the last minute, and they awarded it to Chicago, and therefore we have the Gay Games in Chicago, and then 2 weeks later, the out games in Montreal.
Now, I know a lot of our listeners are wondering, what kind of events are we talking about here that the athletes are involved in, and do they differ? Do they differ between the men and women events, the various genders?
Well, that's a good question. There's about 30 different sports that are going to be see competition in Chicago, and that's down from the number of sports that were in Sydney. Noticeably missing is going to be the rowing events. They did a pared-down version of the gay games for Chicago simply because of the short notice that Chicago had to prepare for the games. But if you go to the website for the Chicago gay games, you can find that at www.chicago2006.org, and your listeners can see the full extent of what's happening on the schedule. They're expecting in Chicago about 12,000 participants to compete, and Montreal is expecting the same, and I think the registrations have met those numbers. Now, your question about the gender disparity, or are genders going to be competing against one another? The answer to that is yes and no. Some of the events, such as swimming, which is what I'm competing in, will have women competing against women and men competing against men. Because it's a master's swimming competition program, it's broken out in five-year increments, and you compete against your age group within that 5 year. But women competing against women, men competing against men. You'll see some sports, however, where the genders will compete against each other. An example of that would be golf, ballroom dancing, which is truly one of my favorite things to go see. I went to the ballroom dancing competition in my first gay games in Amsterdam and was completely moved by the experience. There are people not only dancing, but folks in wheelchairs that are competing in ballroom dancing. It was amazing. And so I absolutely will not miss going and watching that when I'm at a gay games competition.
It's quite a not only glamorous, but very multicultural event.
Oh, absolutely. You've got 70 different countries coming together. You'll see the same and feel the same things watching the traditional Olympics during the opening ceremonies. In Sydney, you'll see nations that are traditionally, currently at war with each other walk in together during the ceremonies. So it's just, it's quite mind-blowing.
Now, one of my favorite questions, which I asked you earlier, and I'm going to repeat mainly for our listeners' benefit so that they can go to these websites and check this out, is what about transgender participants? And I encourage our listeners to find out about this. We'd love to know, and please share this with us. Check out www.gaygameschicago.org for one site that you'll probably be able to find that information on. But
you also want to check out www.montreal2006.org, and that'll have the full details of the Out Games in Montreal.
Excellent.
Again, the GLBT community is fully represented, I believe, at both games. So we did, when I was in Sydney, I went and watched a lot of the volleyball. That venue was right next to the swimming venue. And there was a fantastic transgender team from Thailand that was competing. And they were not only excellent volleyball players, but very flamboyant and huge crowd pleasers.
That's great. Now, how do the athletes get involved with if they want to be a participant of the gay games?
That's a great question. Ben, I'm hoping will field a team for Team Oregon for the Cologne gay games, which are going to be in 2010 in Cologne, Germany. So, Ben, how do people get involved?
Well, for the basketball team, it's been a little bit of a struggle, but it's been rewarding. I actually started off going to the first Team Oregon meeting about last year and was totally blown away by watching the DVD of the Sydney games last year and seeing the opening and closing ceremonies. I mean, that was mind-blowing, watching all these people come in and realizing all these people are like you and they're there to have a good time, but also compete in sports and something that you love to do. And I was like, okay. And then Team Oregon had basically told me, well, if you want a basketball team, you're going to have to start it. And it started off with a couple of emails, requesting Just Out, and then getting in charge. There's actually, if you go to www.ngba.us, is the National Gay Basketball League Association, which has city programs all throughout the U.S. Mark Chambers, who runs that, offered to give us free website space. And if you go under that website and link under the city programs, you will see that Oregon is listed with an email address there. And we've slowly and gradually started building teams until we got this January started playing.
I have a question for you, Ben. Are there women basketball? Like, where do the women basketball players go when they come to your practices?
They actually come and play with the guys. We've had three or four women come out and play. And they've been just as competitive as the guys. Don't mind getting roughhoused, and they have a joy. We want to have more come out because in the gay games and even in the National Gay Basketball League, they have tournaments set up just for women. And we'd love to have, by the time in 4 years, to have not only a guys' team but also a women's team.
And something to add to that, this is JP again. We did field women's basketball team from Oregon in both Amsterdam and Sydney. And my memory's faulty, but I think the women's team won medals in Amsterdam. They played fierce in Sydney, but came down with some serious injuries. But the one fun thing about being there is the men go to the women's events, the women's go to the men's events. There's a tremendous amount of cheering for your state team or your city team. And I'll tell you, Ben, where maybe to get in touch with the gals that played in Sydney, because I think they're down in Eugene. And one other thing I'd add, the Team Oregon has a website, And Ben's email address for the basketball team, he's the team coach for basketball, is on that website. And you can find that at www.teamoregon2006.org. So teamoregon2006.org. And that's a good way to get in touch with all the volunteers that have come together to field teams, put together opening ceremony outfits, and generally have a great time.
So what teams or athletes other than the teams we're talking about here are included that are from the Pacific Northwest? Is it Portland, Seattle?
That's a good question. We had originally, when the Gay Games was started, there was a movement to have city teams compete. So when the first teams went from Oregon, you had a Team Portland and a Team Eugene, and there's a Team Seattle from Washington State. We had a discussion with the athletes that were going to go to Sydney, Australia, and one of our goals with this event was to bring Oregon together as a community. And so there was a choice to change our name from Team Portland to Team Oregon. And therefore, athletes from Corvallis, from Ashland, from Eugene, from Bend could come together under one flag, if you will. And that really was a unifying, wonderful thing. Again, which is one of the reasons for the Gay Games, is to just unify and celebrate.
That's excellent. We talked about the spectators, the numbers of the spectators, but how about the athletes competing? Do you have any idea how many athletes are competing, participating in the various events?
Well, I think there's 12,000 that are going to be competing in both Montreal and in Chicago. And there's different sports have different popularity. When your readers go on to www.chicago2006.org or the Montreal2006.org site, they can click onto the button for sports, and they'll see flags on the sports that are fully registered and waitlisted. Swimming is one of the most popular sports, and that one is waitlisted now for both Montreal and Chicago. The one thing about competing in the Gay Games is there's no times that you must meet. You don't pre-qualify. Dr. Waddell's philosophy about the Gay Games was simply doing one's personal best should be the paramount goal in any athletic endeavor. So it's about participation. And that has its positives and its negatives in terms of when we were in Sydney competing at the Sydney Aquatic Center, which was the same pool they had the 2000 Olympics, they absolutely tested the computer system to its max to be able to handle as many heats and as many swimmers as had registered to compete. So, you know, everybody's welcome, and all levels are welcome. You'll have beginners swimming, as well as in my age group, there's three former Olympians that compete.
Great. That was one of my questions, is are there any athletes that were that are Olympians? And that's awesome that you get all levels.
Yeah, Greg Louganis is actually associated with the Gay Games, and he'll be one of the keynote speakers during the opening ceremonies in Chicago.
That's impressive. So, again, how can local folks follow your and Ben Team Oregon's success during the Games?
Well, we want Ben's success during the Games. We're going to get that next time. I know he's going to do it. There will be broadcasting on Logo, the team, the competitions in Chicago. Canada, I believe it's Pink TV that is going to be carrying a lot of the events. And also I understand that the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, the CBC, may be broadcasting some. There will always be available online access to results. So people can go online, and if they have a friend that they know is competing, they can go to their particular sport and find out the results from the previous day's activities. That's how I communicated with family and friends back in Oregon when we were in Australia 4 years ago. And then at the end of the whole process, there's an opportunity to buy DVDs that show, you know, Ben discussed watching the DVD of Sydney, and it's a fun thing to have. So, you know, that'll be a major production by a professional production company, but specific athletes, you know, hopefully you'll be on it, but maybe not. Who knows?
Who knows?
And again, that website, JP?
Well, again, there's three websites. The first one is www.teamoregon2006.org. On that, you'll find our training calendar, you'll find our events calendars, and you'll find the team captain's contact information. You'll see on the event calendars, I believe there is a send-off party at Vendetta on North Williams Street. I think it's the second Tuesday of July, which is the 11th, and that'll start at about 7 p.m., and that's part of the Salon Q monthly events series. And Salon Q celebrates our GLBT community and the various organizations functioning within the community. And they're sending off the athletes at the big party that Tuesday. So everybody come on by, meet the athletes, see them in their really cool t-shirts with our really groovy logo that you can also see on our website. Then again, to check out the websites for the two gay games and out games, it's Chicago2006.org and it's Montreal2006.org.
So what about the corporate sponsors? That's something that is constantly changing. We're seeing a very interesting history of who covers GLBT events and how they do change. And we like to vote with our money. I think most people agree. Do you have any information on who is involved in these games?
Yeah, these are multi-million dollar productions and revenue generators. The Canadian government came in full force to support Montreal's bid for the gay games, is my understanding, and then they're going to host these World Out games on a regular basis. If you go on the websites for these two entities, whether it's the Chicago Games or the Montreal Gay Games, you're going to see a list of sponsors that will include American Airlines, Orbitz, Walgreens, Logo Television, Absolute Vodka, Olivia, Pink TV. In the Canadian site, you'll see Bell Canada, the Government of Canada. So there is, and I think will continue to be, very strong corporate sponsorship, because you're talking serious dollars. You're talking 12,000 athletes, probably another 48,000 spectators spending money over a week's celebration. It's huge revenue for the local community, and it's huge exposure for the businesses that are there.
I hope that message is broadcast to our administration. Why is it important, in your opinion, for athletes to compete in gay games as opposed to, what do you say, non-gay games? Ben, what's your opinion on that?
Ah, that's an interesting question. I think you should do both of them if you can. But I think for me personally, for the gay games, a large part of it, for me personally, was just to be with what I'd say family. Is to be with people of my like kind and just to have fun and to do something that I love and to see other people do things that I love. And one of the things that really inspired me, as I said, was the opening ceremonies, watching all these people walk in and come in, and you're knowing you're in a place that you're not going to be judged for who you are or what you think, but just that you're there to compete in something that you love to do. And I think when you really boil it down, there's not a few chances around the world or a chance in time that you get to do that. And this gives you the opportunity to do it in a safe space with people who you know are going to accept you and that you're just going to have fun with. And as I said, doing something that you like to do. I mean, I love to play basketball. And when I have all the guys out on our team and we get out and play in our open runs, it's a fun time no matter what happens.
So what's next for you guys after the gay games, the out games? Is there another level? Is there... How does it continue, I guess, is what I'm asking.
Well, to add to Ben's comment, the competition in the gay games is such an amazing production. you walk in opening ceremonies and there's 50 to 60,000 people packed in the stadium with world-class entertainers. And I remember walking into to Sydney, which was the first one I competed in, and I couldn't stop from jumping up and down. It was an absolute rush. I will never forget that experience. So to have the volume and the production value of what the GLBT community, quite well is known for and deserves credit for, to be in it as a participant, as a actual competitor, is a life-changing experience. So if you like competing in sports, and if you're good at any sports, or even if you're not and you want to have this life-changing experience, run, don't walk, to the websites we've mentioned. Mm-hmm. Now, in terms of other competition, me and my swim team mates are involved in the Oregon Masters program, the United States Masters program. So I actually race three or four times a year in non-GLBT specific organizations. But you know what? The USMS has sanctioned the gay games, and all the times count for both national and world records. And our coaches and teammates who are not GLBT are completely supportive and cheer us on and follow our actions. So I can tell you that there are opportunities if you get back in the pool like I did after 25 years and to keep competing without a specific GLBT event. And I know Ben's got a lot going on in the basketball world.
Yeah, we have. The great thing about basketball is it's year-round. And we are doing a lot of things. Right now we have open runs. We're playing on Monday nights at the Selwood Community Center. If you want to get on our mailing list to find out what times, you can email me at bjrpdx@yahoo.com. That's bjrpdx@yahoo.com. A couple of our goals is that, one, we want to get I think we'll be the first gay team in the Portland Metro League, which is a basketball league that runs year-round in Portland Metro. I'm not sure if they've had an all-gay team before, but one of our goals is we'd like later in the winter to start one up and have one come out of that. And we're looking for a sponsor, so if you're out there and you want to sponsor a team, let me know. We're also organized with the National Gay Basketball Association, and they're having a tournament in October in Salt Lake City. And they had one last year in San Diego. I didn't get a chance to go, but I got filled in from several people that it was a blast. And this is a 5-on-5 tournament. They set up enough for hotels and stuff, so if you're interested to go, come talk to me.
Great, Ben.
Email.
Thank you, Ben. JP, you had a question about top sports.
Well, I just wanted to mention for your listeners out there, we have very active tennis teams, volleyball teams, softball teams, swim teams. The front runners are fielding a bunch of runners and triathletes. There are people out there that you know are sporty. Ask them if they're going to the gay games. And if they're not going to the gay games or out games, ask them why. And then go to www.teamoregon2006.org. Check it out. There's contact info there. It's time to get involved, people. Get sporty. Have fun.
Great. That's a great message. Guys, I want to thank you very much for your time tonight. It was an awesome opportunity talking to you both.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Out Loud, KBOO's news and public affairs show, serving the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and questioning community. Please note that This Way Out, which used to air in the same time frame on Opposite Tuesdays, is no longer in production. KBOO will no longer air This Way Out. We hope to fill this time frame with more locally produced shows, but we need you to help create the Out Loud show. Contact us at kbooutloud@yahoo.com to get involved. Thanks to Ben, who's a local basketball player and organizer from the National Gay Basketball Association. And thanks to JP, who's a competitive swimmer from Team Oregon, for being our guests tonight. Tune in next week at 6 p.m. for surprise programming. Hopefully, it'll be locally produced. Until next time, live proud and out loud.